Danielle Baldock, The Turning. The air conditioning in hotels is always too cold. She can't tell if she is shivering from the icy blasts, from the angled vents above the bed, or from the unassailable truth that they'll never be together again. The lights of passing cars flick endlessly across the not-quite-closed navy curtains, and she tries to muffle her ragged breathing in the dark so he won't ask her again if she's okay. Ahead of them, they still have the morning to face. The muzak in the glass lift, the cheery waiters, trying not to catch each other's eyes. She will clutch the tepid coffee with trembling fingers, her fingernails clicking on the thick white cup, studying the creases in the white tablecloth, and the way the swirling pattern in the carpet doesn't quite match up in the corners. She will feel him looking at her, so she will look intently at the blurry words of the newspaper. And then there will be the long drive home, past the hills and the lake, through silence and traffic, to their separate lives. But for now, the dark is thick, and she presses her hands over her face to keep herself in.